there's a big fight brewing in the cable television world. Last month, Verizon Fios announced it was offering new, smaller channel packages to customers tired of paying for scores of channels they don't watch. While not embracing an a la carte cable choice service, Verizon says customers could get a base package of about 35 channels and then choose to add various 10-channel bundles ranging from sports to news to kids programming to pop culture and much more. ESPN, however, is livid and is filing suit against Verizon for what it considers breach of contract. So, if this actually goes through, is this effort by Verizon a blip on the screen or a major step towards giving customers more choice as they demand? My guest at this time is Tim Winter, president of the Parents Television Council. And Tim, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Good day to you and your listeners from Los Angeles.
Thank you, sir. Your response to this was kind of lukewarm. Well, what do you make of this? Is Verizon's offering here a big deal or not?
Well, for those who are old enough to remember the first time Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, he said it was a small step for a man, but a giant leap for mankind. And I think there's something very analogous here. It is a baby step, but it's a step in the right direction. It is a step towards a video distributor trying to allow their consumers to have more choice, and that's a good thing. So the question is, does this lead to even more choice for families? Does this give them even more options? We believe ultimately it will, even though this step itself is rather small. And you've rightly phrased this whole issue by talking about just how against this new offering ESPN and some of the programmers are. You know, they make literally many billions of dollars every year by forcing subscribers to pay for networks they don't want. Our estimates are that ESPN charges something like $7 per month per subscriber to every single subscriber, whether it's a cable or satellite or Verizon or AT&T. There is no way for the consumers to opt out and not have the requirement of paying in their monthly bill for that network. And, you know, you extend it out to families. Families don't want to be forced to pay for pornographic content, but they are. People who don't have children are forced to pay for children's programming. People who are conservative are forced to pay for liberal programming, and vice versa. So when you look at the lack of a free marketplace, this is, yes, it's a baby step. It's an important first step, and we hope it leads to more and more choice for consumers.
ESPN's statement on this, Tim, says, quote, ESPN is at the forefront of embracing innovative ways to deliver high-quality content and value to consumers on multiple platforms, but that must be done in compliance with our agreements. We simply ask that Verizon abide by the terms of our contract. So just how tough is it going to be to untangle this kind of Gordian knot of bundling agreements that behemoths like ESPN and many others are part of here to actually get to where you want to be?
Well, you know, it's interesting that they say that they're very innovative. They're innovative as long as they can still force people to pay them for something that folks might not want. I'm not quite sure what kind of – oh, I guess that is fairly innovative if you can get away with it. But, the bottom line here is there are more and more ways people are consuming their video entertainment. It's not just television or the movie theater. Now it's iPads and Netflix and Apple TV and even cell phones. And so with that, tremendous push by consumers to have greater freedom, comes a requirement for the big cable conglomerates to, at some point, face the music and realize the old model just is not going to work anymore. They've been able to operate like a cartel for many years, but that is coming to an end, and it can't come quickly enough in terms of the PTC's point of view as we represent parents and families.
Tim, one of the concerns raised by some about the a la carte cable choice option that you're obviously very supportive of is that it could get very expensive for folks. You mentioned ESPN forcing everyone to pay $7 for the different bundles that they're involved with, but if they still charge $7 and then ESPN2 charges something and CNN and Fox and TBS or whatever, and you put together 30 or 40 channels, some say you could end up paying a whole lot more than you do now. You might not like having a bunch of channels you don't watch, but the ones that you do like are going to hit you in the pocketbook. What's the reality there?
Well, the reality is that no other product in the stream of commerce forces you to pay for so many products you don't want in order to have the ones you do want. The products that aren't able to face a market demand will go away just as they should. Think about the movie theater analogy for a minute. When you go to the movie theater, you don't have to pay for all 10 motion pictures at the Cineplex. You only pay for the one you're going to go see with your family. Gosh, how much cheaper could it possibly be if if everybody had to pay for every single movie out there? There would be all sorts of other movies. I just don't know that that's necessarily a good thing. The bottom line is that if folks are paying for what they want, if it's a good product, if it's a product that's in demand, it's going to find its way to the consumer. I've seen study after study, and this goes back now probably 20 years in my experience working in the television industry. The average cable family only watches 17 networks, and that's whether they have 50 to choose from or 100 or 500. They watch on average about 17. So I don't know how you can make an economic argument if you're the cable industry to say, well, by adding another 100 networks that you're not going to watch, somehow you're getting a better deal because you're paying for all of them, and it's just the math just doesn't add up.
As this feud between Verizon and ESPN continues, Tim, how important is how this case is resolved in terms of where this movement goes from here?
Well, I think it's one of these situations where just the fact that that Verizon's trying to do what they're doing, and that ESPN is fighting back in court, I think just the presence of this issue in the public eye is a win for the public, regardless of how it comes down. I think it's exposing the programmers for what they're allowed to do by forcing their networks and not allowing consumers to opt out. But it's exposing just the whole cartel-like business practice of the cable industry. And, regardless of whether you subscribe to satellite or cable or one of the telephone companies for your video, you get about the same number of networks for about the same price, and you have no ability to unsubscribe to certain networks that you don't want or that you may actually find to be harmful or offensive to your family. So the fact that this is just even in the public's eye, I think, is a victory for families, a victory for consumers. And we need to make, as the old saying goes, we need to make hay while the sun is shining. If Verizon can win, even better. But just the fact that this is that the sun is shining on this issue, we need to really push forward hard with our advocacy efforts to see it through to a positive conclusion.
Just a minute or two left in our conversation here with Tim Winter of the Parents Television Council. And Tim, I know in addition to pushing for cable choice, one of the main reasons you want that is because there are not only channels that people don't want to watch, their kids potentially could stumble across some very objectionable programming. And I know you've been sounding the alarm of a show that's about to debut on one of the A&E channels.
Yeah. It's The 7-Year Switch is the name of the show. And this is A&E's latest attempt to glamorize celebrate the swapping of sexual partners as a lifestyle. And it's, you scratch your head and you think, is there really a demand for this type of show? The answer is no, because they've tried it before and they've failed. And yet they're able to do this only because you cannot pick up the phone and unsubscribe to A&E if you still want to have History Channel or ESPN or Fox News or whatever else you watch. So they're able to try this yet again. They keep trying it. And what we will do is keep up our pressure on the sponsors of that program to make sure that they know where their media dollars are going, what content they're underwriting. Ultimately, if the advertising dollars go away, these programs cannot survive. And we hope that responsible corporations are not going to align with that type of messaging.
Tim, thank you very much for being with us today.
Pleasure to be with you guys. Thank you so much.
Tim Winter is the president of the Parents Television Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.